I got home. I had a long day here yesterday, and I got home and I heat up some dinner. I was like, I put on the Yankee game, and I'm watching it, and I was watching my man Avisel Garcia because they're facing the Yankees, and Avisel didn't get a hit yesterday. But he walked twice, so it was cool. All good. All good. And Starlin Castro hits his 3-run bomb to basically break the game open in the fifth. It went from a 4-1 game to a 7-1 game very quickly. And that was great. And Starlin Castro, he's very hot right now. It was, you know, 3 RBIs. He was 1-for-2 on the day, batting 368. It was awesome. Aaron Hicks later actually pinch hit for Castro, which is crazy. And he also had a homer. So Girardi pulling all the right buttons. And then Aaron Judge stepped up. And I turned to my roommate for a second, and I was just talking to him. And I looked back, and Judge just launched one. And I thought at the time it was there was a chance it was leaving Yankee Stadium. Like I know you're laughing and you think it's hysterical. I swear to you, when I saw that hit, I thought it was leaving the stadium.
I gotta watch it on MLB.
Yeah, you gotta check that out.
Just Google it right now. And he launches this thing, and you know how you have like home run alley, the lower level of the bleachers on both right side, right field and left field core?
Yeah, I was sitting in left field the other night. I'm sorry.
You were in left field.
I was in left field.
So this went in left field. Not the lower level where home runs go.
Yeah.
The higher level where the home runs don't reach.
Yeah.
Frank Stample was telling me, this is where he sits for his games. He goes, home runs don't get there. And you had the back wall, which I thought it was going to reach. It didn't. And then past that, then you leave the stadium. He was not that far off. Matt, 116 miles an hour off the bat. I think the final total of approximately was 448 feet. That was insane.
No, I saw a different one.
Yeah, when I first saw him 2 years ago at first pitch at the Arizona Fall League, he looked like Mike Stanton in a Yankees uniform. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he has that type of power. A fun guy to watch. I mean, for Yankee fans, once again, this is another guy that's you just have to enjoy watching him play. You're hoping Greg Bird gets it going. It's still early. But without Gary Sanchez, with Greg Bird struggling, Aaron Judge has been a nice surprise.
Oh, my. Look at this. this is going to be on the Grand Concourse. Oh, it just missed the Grand Concourse.
Correct. Yeah. That's how far he hit it. I don't ever care about the Home Run Derby unless I wind up betting on it, and then I care. I want to see Aaron Judge in this Home Run Derby against Giancarlo Stanton. Like, make Judge the captain of the AL, Stanton the captain of the NL, and let's go mano a mano here.
Yeah, I mean, I think those two guys should definitely be there. I mean, and maybe you put like a Miguel Sano.
Yeah.
And Ozuna as well.
Eric Thames. Well,
I don't want Eric Thames to get
missed. Relax, Greg. Relax. We need Eric Thames for other purposes, Greg.
Yeah.
Home run. Wow, it's a bomb.
Outside of Aaron Judge's bomb, as I said, starring Castro, Aaron Hicks also both hit home runs, and so did Chase Headley, man. His third home run of the year. That came in the first inning. Dylan Covey got off to a brutal start there. 396 for the guy that was previously known for the as Yankees fans as the bum.
Yeah, I mean, look, Chase Headley's a guy that if after, say, that first week you saw him looking pretty good, you took a shot, you had an injury. Say you were an Adrian Beltre owner in a deeper league, and you picked up Chase Headley. That's gold. This guy's OPS is like 1150. I mean, I don't know how much longer he can sustain this. Looks a little different approach, possibly. I mean, I'm not buying him as being real for the rest of the season, but could he be better than he's been previously? Absolutely.